producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we crush it with our pals who know everything that's going on inside and outside the Beltway. What an introduction for the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Sounds like I'm entering the fighting ring.
You are. If you cover politics and you've been in politics, are you kidding?
That's right.
You know what it's like from all sides. The name of your book, which we will tell people, Sideswiped, is just so brilliant. And it made me think of a couple of different analogies. How often do you get sideswiped when you're in politics, no matter what's going on? And you really got sideswiped, didn't you?
It happens. Sometimes you're half at fault, and sometimes the other driver is.
It just depends. Hey, speaking of drivers, it's a perfect way to start. Mitch McConnell, it looks like they were worried about, some people were worried about whether or not he was going to retain his seat, but it's looking pretty good right now. What do you think?
It's looking good, but, you know, the Tea Party candidate against Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate, and he's kind of the old standard type of moderate Republican, let's say, according to the Tea Party, and they said he was about 20 points up. But we'll see, you know, where he lands. I don't know if the 20 points really, though, is going to be good enough because there's an aggressive opponent. So some people expected he would win by more. I think that's going to be a tight race in the fall.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think this is going to be a layup. The predictions are that it is, but I don't know why, because I agree with you. The points aren't there. That's weird.
Yes, and, you know, they're saying, well, he's going to beat the Tea Party guy. But if he doesn't really, really trump the Tea Party guy, then he's got some issues. And then if he really trumps him, well, he's got some issues there, too, with the base. So I think it's going to be a minefield that he has to get through in the fall.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, you and I, but looking at the midterm elections, do you think we're going to see a big change in the Senate? Do you think that that goes the way of the Republicans or no?
I wouldn't throw it into the category of the Republicans right now. I would throw the Senate as a toss-up. You know, they're all after Senator Landrieu down in Louisiana. I'm not so sure she's a given that she's gone. I'm not so sure of that. I mean, they're basing everything on the health care bill. But I still think she's got a lot of fight, you know, in her there. There's a lot of, you know, key states, of course. They're talking about Georgia and the fact that he's shameless deceit in Arkansas, Alaska. Alaska's up for some grabs. I still think it's way too close to call. It really is. There's a lot of time left. A lot of the money is shifting. Both progressive money and conservative money is shifting towards the Senate side and away from the House. But there's still a long time. I can't put it in the solid win for the Republicans right now.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, we have to have, when we have you on the show, we have to speculate about 2016. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because Scott Walker, they keep throwing his name out there. When I say they, listeners are throwing it out to me. Other people that that take a hard right turn are throwing out his name. Do you think he's a serious contender?
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't think he is. I think Jeb Bush would be a disaster, but I think that he is would be more of a challenge to Hillary Clinton. And despite Karl Rove having, you know, Hillary near the grave, Hillary Clinton is going to come out of it, unless, you know, she did become ill somehow. She's going to come out of that Democratic primary, and they would have to have a very, very good candidate. I just don't think Scott Walker's the person to do it. They'd stand a better chance with a new fresh face, Senator Ayotte, Kelly Ayotte, somebody like that, I think, than Scott Walker.
Yeah, you think it's going to be close and exciting in 2016?
I think it'll be a good race. You know, one can say, well, Hillary is polarizing, but again, you know, she has Bill Clinton. And he's a very, very popular president. The Lewinsky thing did not hurt them whatsoever. Benghazi, at the end of the day, is not going to come out to be the silver bullet to Hillary Clinton. And I think because she is, you know, healthy and active, I think the whole Karl Rove thing is going to look like, you know, a real desperation that she's that powerful that they have to have a main spokesman like Rove start to say the things he did. So I think that she's in the lead, and it'll be an interesting race. If they get the right candidate, it'll be fine. If they don't get the right candidate, it's not going to be a close race.
Yeah. Last thing, the VA. Boy, I just was at dinner a while ago, and that's all anybody's talking about is what's going to pop up next. It's horrible. Now, somebody told me, a friend of mine, her father's in bad shape, but when they call the VA, before she needed the help of a local senator, but now when they call the VA, immediately they're getting outsourced and getting seen. So obviously a lot of these facilities are on high alert. They're worried about everything that's happened in the wake of Phoenix and the alleged 40 deaths related to the wait times. What do you think? I mean, you were in this game. You saw some of the horrific things that happened with the VA. This isn't anything new, by the way. There have been problems with the VA for a long time in different areas, don't you think?
I was on the Veterans Committee, by the way, specifically on the Veterans Committee for my first 8 years. So I saw firsthand, look, the computer systems are haywire. They've never been integrated. We've never got it right to whether we're going to fund these places and bring them up to speed, or we're going to let veterans go to other facilities where there's heart or cancer or kidney treatments, et cetera. We've never got that all clarified. The money's never been placed into the system. The waiting list, I used to call and scream constantly. Veterans would call my office, and I would call the VA. I'd call the Veterans Appeals Board. I would yell. I mean, I spent a great portion of my week doing that because it's just been haywire for years. Now, I think what's fueled this round, you know, there's some really horrible things on these fake waiting lists. I didn't see that when I was around there. But I think that Jay Carney, the president's press secretary, didn't do him any favors when just yesterday he said, well, the president will soon, you know, address this, soon publicly talk about it. They need to engage him now. He needs to go beyond getting angry, and he needs to, you know, get very, very engaged in this thing. And that's what's got a lot of people chatting, too. But the VA has been, I mean, systematically in problems for years.
Yeah, don't you think even, I mean, it might warrant going outside of Washington. I know Walter Reed's there and everything, but maybe taking a tour of some of these veterans' facilities. I mean, that could go a long way, I would think, from at least from the point of view, I would believe, of some of the people watching how this is playing out. If the president did that, do you think he'd do that?
I think that's a great idea because, look, it's not enough that he just starts firing people.
Yeah.
He can go in and fire a bunch of people.
Sure.
It's not enough. Attorney General's handling the criminal side of it, you know, where the inspector general is. But I think, yes, visiting, if the president would, bring in the Republicans and Democrats from the House and Senate that have jurisdiction on the Veterans Committee. Bring them in. Bring them in the White House. Sit them down. Say, hey, how do we fix, we're going after these people that did these things, but how do we fix the overall, you know, endemic problem?
Yeah, boy, and it is a problem. It's very, very sad. I know you just mentioned it. It was something you personally were involved in, and it's sad to see that it has not gotten any better. In fact, you could say it's gotten worse.
Awful.
Yeah, terrible. All right, Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Hey, talk like about a kick in the head. I'm going to give a thumbs up to something that I want to recommend that all of you watch. It was on PBS, and it's called The United States of Secrets. It was a two-part series. I'm sure you can find it if you go to their website. Incredible journalism. They talk all about what happened with Ed Snowden. They talk to Clapper. They talk to Michael Hayden, talk to people connected to the CIA, the reporters involved. And it is one of the most thorough pieces of journalism I think I have ever seen. And I mean journalism. Talking about the NSA and spying and all that that entails, talking about Google and metadata and how all of that works, things that we're very familiar with, and we have talked to many, many people as we hoe this road too here on America Tonight. But in watching this story, I just can't see how anybody would not get chills up and down their spine in watching it. These are all things that we know, but it's even more in your face. This is what's happening, and here's how it all started, and this is why the interest is in going in this direction. So on your to-do list, write it down for me, will you? And then let me know what you think. Send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. We've been talking about the NSA and everything that's happened for a long time. I mentioned the book Top Secrets a couple of years ago even. So the information was out there. But when it's all pulled together and it's in your face and you really start to think about it, and Ed Snowden, let's face it, whether you think he's a traitor or blew the lid off of the biggest breach of security in history, all of that's good. But because of Ed Snowden, it rattled the cages of the people who don't pay attention to anything other than Kim Kardashian's butt, and whether it's bigger or smaller and who she's marrying and what nonsense is going on with the Kardashians. I mean, seriously, people that normally don't even pay attention started to pay attention when the Snowden thing happened. And boy, oh boy, this series was really, really well done. Pulling together all the things that you've called up and talked about on the show, how you feel about spying, where's the line, what's happening with the data, what about these breaches, all that kind of stuff. So there you go. All right, part of Odds and Ends, as we kick things around for this Hour of America tonight, Thea, I think about things like this when you, in your everyday life, because I say America tonight, you know, is the buzz in the backyard. Well, besides what we were talking about there with the veterans, which is unbelievable, and my thought is what I said, I think the president needs to go on tour and needs to go to these places. If I were president and this happened on my watch, I would do more than get in front of a microphone, I'm sorry, and say that I will not tolerate this, I'm very upset, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and blah, blah, blah. I would absolutely go and see, have an outreach to some of these places in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or randomly pick others, Dallas, Texas, wherever. But maybe the ones that really popped up on the radar, and add in a few others, too, to reassure, to figure out, okay, what's the scope of this? How can we change this? And as I mentioned at the top to Bob, I know this to be true from a friend of mine whose father is having problems and has gone to the VA. Boy, they are all over any of the appointments now at this point, but they weren't before, and they haven't been for a long time. And now with everybody watching, they're doing that. But what happens when it's not a big story anymore? What happens then? So this other part of the buzz, when we talk about our health, you're not a veteran, let's say. You go to your dentist, and you never leave the dentist's office. Why? Because you had 20 teeth extracted. 20 teeth. This actually happened in Connecticut. So they suspended the license of this dentist after his patient died. The state says that Dr. Rashimi Patel, who's going to have a hearing on June 18th before the Dental Commission, screwed up because his actions led to the death of one Judith Gahn, who was the patient, 64 years old, goes to the dentist, getting extractions and implants when she became unresponsive. They take her to the hospital. She's pronounced dead. I'm thinking, first of all, the amount of extractions, there's just no way. You would break that up into different appointments. I know plenty of people who are in the dental profession, and that's exactly what they would do because of what it would do to your mouth anyway with trying to go for 20 at one time. And he didn't respond when her oxygen levels dropped. And exactly what I said, trying to get 20 teeth. I mean, what is this, you know, the 1700s? You line someone up and you smash a board, try to knock the teeth out of their mouth. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And sadly, I mean, here we go again. This is why you have to pay attention to your health. And it always comes back to you and how you handle it. I'm sure she goes. Trust this guy, listens to what he has to say, whatever. They take the x-rays and figures it's okay, I'm going to get it done, boom, and doesn't question. 20 teeth in one sitting, just wants to get it, wants to have it done. And if anything, in the dental industry, there are some amazing dentists, but there are some lousy dentists. And of all the things and all the places where we go for our health and spend money, it is like rolling the dice. It is so wise to get as many opinions on somebody as you possibly can. Plus, the other thing is the charges. What someone will charge from dentist to dentist is scary. It wouldn't even be a big deal to do an investigative report because you would find that it would be all over the board. It would be no big deal. Oh, yeah, we've heard that before. But the fact that this woman died, and he's probably loses, let's say, his practice. Is that enough? Is that enough? I mean, think of the things that we put people in prison for. So right now it's suspended, probably loses it. But very, very scary. And so many people are afraid of the dentist. And when you hear stories like this, it doesn't help. I mean, they stay away as long as they can, sometimes to their detriment, because then by the time you go and you haven't had any treatments, they are just blasting your teeth. And who knows, unless you're lucky, who knows how many cavities or anything else that could be sitting there. In her case, I don't know if she had not gone in a long time and then that led to it, or she was getting false teeth or what it was. But the bottom line is there is no dentist that says, okay, let's get all 20 of these suckers out of here. Boom, boom, boom. Let's just do it. Get it done. And if anyone suggests that to you, then I suggest that you run very fast and get away from that practice, because that's not the right thing to do. Not the right thing to do at all. All right, coming up on America Tonight in our next segment, the American flag, battered, bruised, and not respected in so many quarters. How is that possible? With Flag Day coming up and 4th of July and Memorial Day is a big flag waving time too. What is it about the American flag that allows so many people, because we do have freedom of speech, to tread on the flag and take it oh so lightly? When Betsy Ross pulled the flag, the original flag, together, and when the rebel troops had that tattered flags that they carried around, boy, they respected that flag. And how is it this many years later, it seems like the flag is passé and to so many people? I just don't understand. So we're going to talk about that coming up next on ATN. And here's a gentle reminder, too, because I got in the mailbag this from Bob in Illinois, who emails us now quite frequently. He wanted to know, when are we going to do our cheap movie review? And the answer is, it's always the last show of the week. We look into the movies that are coming up and perhaps suggest that you go see some of the movies that are already out there, and then tell you a little bit about the flicks. That's what we call it, the cheap movie review. And it happens on our very, very last show. And it's a reminder to you that if you go and see one of the movies and you want to give us your own cheap movie review, send it to me. All roads lead to that website, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, let those words sing, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To so many is now something of an object to destroy or to tatter in some other form, hang upside down, do all kinds of things to that just seem so disrespectful to me. I know I sound, what is it, like a throwback? And maybe it's because I grew up in the cradle of liberty outside of Philadelphia. But I've said this before, the flag was a big deal in my house. Flag Day was a big deal. I was so excited when I learned about the flag, and I got to put the flag outside of the house. And I just don't understand it. As a fan of history, of our history, I don't know, how do you trash the flag? I'm all about freedom of speech, and I get it when people want to really express themselves and they feel the need to do something like burn a flag because they're so angry at what's happening in the country. But I just don't think it's right. And now we have this Pennsylvania man who is charged last Friday after he hung an American flag upside down, spray painted it, and put it on display outside of his house. And here's the deal. This Joshua Brubaker says, you know, oh, I didn't mean any offense. I didn't mean that. I'm just standing up for my American Indian heritage, and flying a flag upside down traditionally means distress. And he stands by the, if we can't express ourselves freely and not worry about any repercussions from that, what's the point of having the flag? So it's misdemeanor charges for desecration and insults to the American flag. The Allegheny Township, which is where he lives in Pennsylvania, those cops were all on top of it. They were alerted to the flag by a whole bunch of complaints, including a military woman who said she was really offended, so she called the police department. And this is what I think. I think exactly what the chief of police in little old Allegheny Township said. People have made too many sacrifices to protect the flag and to leave this happen in my community. I am not happy with it. Good for him. Good for him. There are so many ways to protest. There are so many ways to express your unhappiness with things that are happening in the country. I just think it is wrong to trash the flag. When you look at the history, the symbol of our nation's unity, strength, how proud we are, what an inspiration the flag is to millions of people. Talk to people that take the legal path to citizenship and then are sworn in. And go to that ceremony, oh, you won't catch any of them, no matter what happens in their life. Spray painting the flag, hanging it in five different directions and saying, well, this is about expressing myself. They are so happy to be attached to the land of opportunity that they wouldn't even think of doing that. Now, am I off base? Should it be that this is a way to protest, and lots of people have done it in the past, even though you're really not supposed to do it? What is flag etiquette? What is a flag disposal, after all? And there is such a thing. The Federal Flag Code says the universal custom is to display the flag from sunrise to sunset on buildings and stationary flag staffs out in the open somewhere. But when a patriotic effect is desired, the flag may be displayed 24 hours a day, if properly, they say, illuminated during the hours of darkness. Now, we know some people are not doing that. And they say that the flag shouldn't be displayed when the weather isn't good, except if it's an all-weather flag. And I can remember that. I can remember being in school, running out and having to hit this giant flagpole, having to get the flag down, getting it as fast as we could, folding it up correctly. I was never so proud that when my grandfather was buried in a military cemetery in Florida, to be at the ceremony where they folded the flag and handed it to my nephew, who couldn't believe that he had this flag in his hands. And that it meant something, and that his great-grandfather had served the country. So I understand protesting. I understand being upset with many things that are happening in the country, and they can be very, very personal. But I think there's other ways to protest. And to me, when you look up the flag and how it's endured and what it meant in the very, very beginning and what it means to this country and what it means to be an American, it just is not right. You have to go back to 1777, the original, 13 stars for the 13 colonies. And now, of course, we have the 50 stars. Representing all of the states, the United States of America. The Stars and Stripes, Old Glory. You just heard Grand Old Flag, the Star Spangled Banner. It's okay, I don't care if I'm called old school. I don't think it's right to trash the flag. I don't think it's right. It's funny, some people wear flags, you know, or replicas of flags on shirts now. Tommy Hilfiger did a line of it. When I was out at a golf tournament this past weekend, the PGA Tour was in Dallas. The Byron Nelson was the stop. There were two guys that had sort of flag replica pants on, and everywhere they went, there were people yelling out to them, "Go America! I'm proud to be an American." And I thought, well, that's kind of cool in a way, but taking an actual flag and doing the things that people have done to it over the years, yeah, I'm glad they called this guy out. I'm glad that he has to answer for that. And I understand his frustrations, but it's just not right. Think of the flag. Think of Buzz Aldrin saluting the flag on the surface of the moon during the Apollo 11 mission and what that was like. I mean, it's one of our most widely known symbols. How many flag lapels do you see? Remember after 9/11, flag sales went through the roof. It's not just public buildings, but private houses where the flag is displayed. It's a powerful symbol of what it is to be an American. And that's why we proudly fly the flag on so many occasions. Some of them I just mentioned. Somebody the other day from Europe said to me, "I don't understand why the Americans at all of their sports get up and sing the Star Spangled Banner." And I said to him, "You know what? I think it's actually really nice because there are so many occasions where you wouldn't even, that doesn't happen. This isn't something that's normal in most people's lives if you're not a school kid and if your school isn't protesting that. So you don't really get to do that. And it's kind of cool because this is about America. I mean, this is who we are, right? Baseball, apple pie, mom, fast cars, the American flag. I don't know. It symbolizes to me. It symbolizes to me freedom, the uniqueness, the sacrifice that is going on now and the sacrifice that has gone on before. The specific reference, the red, white, and blue, the stars, the stripes, the tradition of the flag, the flags that you see when you go to certain meetings. You know, and the flags never touch the ground, right? That's the one thing. Never, ever touch the ground. And I mentioned the flag code, and some of the flag code isn't always paid attention to. But there should be respect for the flag. And I don't think it's that hard to respect the flag, one of our greatest symbols. I mean, okay, now we have it on handkerchiefs and napkins and boxes and pants. I get it. But to take the flag and trash the flag is just a no-no. And I think it should be enforced. I really do. And I'm very happy that the chief of police, a little old Allegheny Township, said the same thing. With too many people that have come back in body bags or missing limbs to fight for our freedoms abroad, it is like a slap in the face to every single one of them. So Joshua Brubaker, who says he meant no offense, certainly did mean to offend because he knew he would attract attention, and that's exactly what he was doing and standing behind what he called his American Indian heritage by flying it upside down, spray painting it, and having it for all the world to see in his neighborhood as they went up and down the streets. So good for the police chief and the people in that township for saying they're not going to take it anymore. What do you think? Do we trash the flag too much? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Flip me a call. See you in a few.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me.
I'm surprised. All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, if you want to throw in your two cents, the road is wide open for you. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So you just heard my rant about the American flag, all stemming from what this joker in Pennsylvania did with the flag, spray painting it and all that kind of stuff, hanging it upside down, obviously realizing he was going to get attention because displaying it that way was going to do that, and naturally he did. But he also got charged as a result of that. Where it heads and what happens after that, I mean, really, who knows? The bottom line is, with so many big holidays coming up where we see more flags out, I think it's just that gentle reminder or nudge for some that, you know, listen, dudes, this country was founded on the backs of so many people who made incredible sacrifices. You give one life, and once you give it up, that's it. You might have a building named after you. They might sing songs about you, but you left people behind, and you did it for a reason, because you fought for freedom, especially when we're talking about the founding fathers. And we're talking about going back into the history of how we grew in the first place, and then all the subsequent scrapes and battles and wars that we've been in. The fact that we look and see what's happening in the Ukraine. We see what's happening in Syria. We see what it looks like through a lens to live in Cuba or Venezuela or pick a country, whatever country, Russia, China, North Korea. And thank goodness we don't live that way. We have opportunity. We have voices. And yes, we have challenges and frustrations. And that's why we fight so hard to try to cement the idea that, listen, at least for me, the Constitution is an incredible document. It really is. And if you go back and you reread it, you see that it does hold up. And you say to yourself, why are we doing things like trampling on the Constitution constantly, trashing the flag? I don't get it. Because there's some serious problems and there's some serious things to fight for. It's like this deal and this tug of war over the drones. And the fact that they're saying, hey, the Obama administration is saying that it's going to reveal a memo explaining their justification for using drones to kill American citizens overseas. Now, some people freak out about what happened. I don't, in this particular case, I think it was justified because they took out a guy who ultimately can say he was an American, but Anwar al-Awlaki, the al-Qaeda leader that was born in the United States and who was killed when he was hit by a drone strike in Yemen back in September of 2011, I mean, this guy had to go. Are you kidding? He was wreaking havoc and trying to do anything he could to destroy the West and the United States. But there are many people that don't agree with that because he still was tied to the United States. So saying it was illegal for the U.S. to kill American citizens away from the battlefield without any kind of a trial. And I understand the point of that, but I don't agree with it in that particular case. So what are we going to see from this memo? The Justice Department has decided they're not going to appeal a court of appeals ruling requiring disclosure of the redacted version of the memo under the Freedom of Information Act. They're going to release the documents, and that's as it comes to the Senate is to vote on Wednesday on advancing Obama's nomination of the guy who was the memo's author, the Harvard professor and former Justice Department official David Barron, to sit on the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. So you can see why they're saying, okay, yeah, it's fine. We'll just let it go. See, you got Rand Paul, who could be one of the favorites on the Republican side, well, is one of the favorites on the Republican side to run for president, who has vowed to fight Barron's confirmation, and some even Democratic senators that have called for the public release before this final vote. There's a chance they could shut this down because of the memo. Even Mark Udall from Colorado said that he might support Barron, so his is the opposite, because the memo is being released. But he says it is a welcome development for government transparency and does affirm, this is a quote from him, that although the government does have the right to keep national security secrets, it does not get to have secret law. So, you know, because we haven't seen that transparency, but because of his getting him through, Barron, that's why I think this is happening. What about some of the other writings? What about some of the other things that have come out of Barron's office? I don't think they're going to release all that kind of stuff, so we'll see. But the White House agreed under pressure to show the unredacted copies of all written legal advice regarding the use of lethal force against citizens and counterterrorism ops. I think that's important. And this does go back to al-Awlaki and what happened with him. And remember, his son was also killed in that, and that infuriated a lot of people. And they killed another U.S. citizen, Samir Khan, who was another al-Qaeda propagandist. So, and then the 16-year-old son of Al-Walikis was killed, too, in another drone attack. So when you look at this on the surface, I mean, this is, I think, where you separate. I think this is where you separate the chaff from the wheat. And, yeah, I don't think that American citizens should be targeted by drones. But these were American citizens who were doing some incredibly destructive things and wanted nothing to do with the United States. And, in fact, had turned their back on the United States for a very, very, very long time. And they were targeting Americans. Directly targeting Americans and trying to think of new ways and schemes to get to us here in the United States and to rally more people around their cause and ignite the flame for people already established in the United States so they didn't have to have their tentacles go so far where they would have a better chance of some kind of a public bombing or something else happening. And there were direct links to this. So this isn't things that had happened. So this isn't made up, trumped up stories that were being thrown around Al-Waliki. And I don't personally agree with the defending him. It doesn't make any sense to me. By the way, there were some primaries going on around the country, and Mitch McConnell was involved in one. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning. The Senate minority leader defeated the Tea Party-backed challenger, Matt Bevin, in Kentucky. So how about that? He crushed the Tea Party, in fact, meaning now it's time to move on from that, because there was some worry initially that he might not survive it. Does he survive ultimately when you get past the primary and we get into the midterms? That would be another thing. I mean, this is a five-term senator who's very vocal and is constantly being quoted all over the place. People either love him or hate him. He's just one of those people who's very polarizing. But he knocked down the Tea Party person easily. He led Bevin 60% to 36% with 97 precincts in earlier in the evening. So how about that? Big, big, big win. Kentucky was one of six states holding primaries on Tuesday. And again, a lot of anti-establishment candidates face some long odds in big showdowns on the Republican side. And a couple of things happen. In Georgia, Michelle Nunn wins the Democratic Senate primary, taking another step toward following in the footsteps of her father, very famous Sam Nunn. I'm going to leave you with this. I call it my one shot. What is a lawyer's favorite suit? A lawsuit, of course.
Location of the fastball.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.